Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington, as always, brought to you by friends at Crop Metcalf. They're the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team.
Couple corrections real quick before we get into the Redskins or the WFT and Allen signing. You were correct. The guy who killed his ex-wife in Texas did commit suicide.
Okay.
And two, the MLB trade deadline is not the 31st on Saturday. It's 4 p.m. on Friday, the 30th.
Mm. Okay, so it's coming up.
I was wrong that it was not Saturday. It's Friday.
Well, we're going to talk to Robert Flores from the MLB Network at 9:20, so we will get the latest on the trade deadline, what moves the Washington Nationals may make.
I'm glad that Drabby booked him, because I was watching MLB Central yesterday, which is, I watch every day. I love it. And
was Roflo part of it?
Yeah, he's the host. Okay. You know, he DeRose and all those guys, but they did a lot on Max and whether or not he's going to get traded and their opinions and whether they think
he
should.
All they had to do was like tee up what they did last year on Max,
right? But it was good, and Flores is awesome. So good, that was a good booking, short term.
So yesterday the big news, and I guess we should say it's part of the Tanya Snyder era as owner of the Washington Football Team. The Burgundy Gold agreed to a contract extension with Jonathan Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Total of $72 million, $30 million guaranteed. He's 26 years old. We've had him on the show. Really nice. I mean, it's a good, solid move by the team.
Yeah, I mean, it's a decision where, thankfully, J.P. Finley pointed this out on Twitter. They avoided the franchise tag hell that you can fall into. Both sides wanted to get a deal done. Apparently, they felt like, even though there had been no movement recently, they were somewhat close. Allen, I guess, maybe within the last few days, spoke with Coach Rivera, and maybe that was enough to just get this thing done. So he agreed to a $72 million extension. Hmm. I think it's somewhere in the range of $18 million a year, which in a year or two, you know, as the cap keeps going up, is going to look like a real bargain. There's some thought that they're not going to be able to keep Allen and Payne, and they decided they're going to keep Allen. It makes sense. Can't
actually
keep everybody.
The analytics side with Jonathan Allen is being a better player than Dron Payne. Just watching games, it's always hard to kind of figure out what interior guys are doing, offensive line guys.
I have no idea.
It's much easier to like look at the defensive ends and the pass rushers and the outside linebackers.
Right.
But Pro Football Focus, they say that he was a top 10 interior pass rusher in the NFL last year, even though he had two sacks. And I believe he had the most pressures on the team.
Yeah.
And his win rate, when they look at all of those things, was like fantastic. So the analytics side with Jonathan Allen.
Especially when you pair him with Dron Payne. Like, mm-hmm. He beat him in most of those categories fairly significantly. So, yeah. I mean, it looks like on paper a good signing. I can't say that I care that much either way. I knew they were going to keep one of them. Keep both.
He's got 17 sacks, 45 QB hits, and 202 tackles, 21 for loss since he's been here. So, I always say don't look at the sack numbers, especially
for a D tackle.
Yeah,
course.
So But if you're looking at hits, tackles for loss, he's obviously up there in both those categories. So,
and also by all accounts, he's a huge leader in the locker room.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Yeah.
So he was eighth in pass rush win rate with 17% in 2020,
mm-hmm.
which, man, that's pretty impressive. If you're top 10,
I mean, if you're putting pressure on the quarterback,
because,
that's what you're there to do.
It's obvious. A lot of times you might not get the sack, but you lead the quarterback into the other guy who gets the sack. The guys that get the sacks, Chase Young had 7.5 last year with the 4 forced fumbles. Montez Sweat had 9 sacks with 2 forced fumbles. You know, those are the guys you're going to look at a box score and you're going to see make more plays. But look, he's a leader on the team. Guys seem to like him. We've had him on the show. Local guy.
Mm-hmm.
Smart move.
He wanted to be here, obviously. He could have held him up. He could have gone down that franchise tag highway.
Mm-hmm.
But he said, you know what? $72 million or whatever.
It's tough to turn down a deal that gives you $30 million just to sign the contract.
Yeah, I was looking at a tweet by your boy Chase Young, DeMatha guy,
mm-hmm.
and he just tweeted, Big Money Jay.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine how much he's going to get?
You know what I mean? He keeps having big years.
He's going to
stay healthy.
There.
Yeah.
It'd be way higher.
I actually, when I saw the number,
he's gonna probably sign a $100 million deal
if he's healthy.
Yeah.
When I saw the number, I thought that was actually kind of cheap. Like they got a good deal. I didn't think.
I didn't really think that for Jonathan Allen.
Well, because think about it, Brandon
Sheriff's $18 million guy.
Brandon Sheriff's making $18 million.
I know. I don't think he should be getting that, but that's because he got franchised.
Right, but that still sets the market. Now, even though it's a totally different position,
like if you told me, you know, Ndamukong Suh, or Aaron Donald are making that kind of money. Okay, makes sense.
No,
Jonathan Allen's not Aaron Donald.
He's not. And I have to tell you, I wasn't too worried about losing him because I knew they're
going
to keep
one of them. No, but he's still rated pretty high at his position.
No, it's right.
Even though he's not getting 10 sacks a year.
If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067.
I think the best part of it is it appears on paper and by all accounts to be a sound financial decision with a good guy, a leader in the locker room, a local guy, a guy that wants to be here, super productive guy, a guy that by and large stays healthy, right? How many games did he miss?
Well, the last 3 seasons, I believe he's missed 1.
Yeah. So, you know, on paper, it seems like a really, really good move. You know, whereas if Bruce was still here, they probably would franchise him again and then lose him, which is what's going to happen with Sheriff. Yeah. Unless Sheriff, you know, gives him a huge discount.
Yeah, I mean, Allen has been very durable, as you mentioned. 2017 was his rookie year. He had some injuries. But the last 3 years, he suited up for 16, 15, and 16.
And we'll
see.
You know,
the only downside
is
you believe that, and it's, you know, look, it depends on whether you believe the analytics or not from Pro Football Focus, but you might believe, like, I personally, but again, I don't know anything. I thought Daron Payne's better than Jonathan Allen. I just feel like Daron Payne makes bigger plays.
Not based on
flashes.
The analytics, yeah.
Right. For me, when I'm watching games, Daron Payne seems to flash more than Jonathan Allen.
Well, maybe it's because Allen frees up Payne.
Possibly.
But all of those 4 guys, they're all free agents in the next 3 years. So Payne will be a free agent, I think, the year after.
Right.
Right. So his contract
will
be up.
And then it'll be Sweat
and then
Young.
It'll be Sweat and then Young. Right.
And you're
not going to be able to keep all 4.
Yeah. No, you can't. 800-636-1067 if you want to chime in.
Can you keep 3 of them?
The thing that's good about where this team is positioned right now is, I mean, I'm talking about Payne flashing for me. Tim Settle has, and definitely Matt Ioannidis has. And Ioannidis is going to be back. So you have depth.
They are loaded.
Right. You've got depth.
On the D-line.
So, I mean, not that you want to lose any of them. I mean, ultimately, obviously, you'd want to keep all of them. But if guys are going to be getting a $30 million bonus, you're not going to be able to do that because Matt Ioannidis is going to want his. And eventually, you know, Tim Settle is going to make an argument for how much he should make. You can't keep everybody. But I like that they have those guys as backups and depth.
I remember seeing Allen play in high school at Stonebridge in a state playoff game. Mm-hmm. Can't remember who they played against, but he looked like Jefferson from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Did he play any offense?
No. He was.
I mean, why would he play?
I don't think
why would you line him up at tight end?
because they were just loaded. I mean, Stonebridge that year, I think they were state champions. They were just really good. Their quarterback ended up going to Stanford. Didn't play a lot, but he went to Stanford. Anyway, he was so much bigger and stronger and faster than the offensive line that they were playing against. He was just dominating them. Mm-hmm. And he had already committed to Bama. And I had never seen him play before. I had heard about him, but I finally saw him play. And I said, this guy is he's going to be a first-round pick. That's what I said.
A show.
And sure enough, he's been really, really good for them.
All right, let's pass some of these calls. 800-636-1067. I'm going to guess that enthusiasm for this deal is somewhat muted in a sense that he's not a flashy player,
nope.
Right?
Two sacks.
He's a very, very good player, and I think it's a very, very good smart signing. But I don't think the fans are going to be like head over heels. I think they're just going to be happy that a sound decision appears to have been made. Let's go to Eddie in Centerville. Eddie, what's up, man? You're on with the Jocks.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, no, I'm actually really excited. Jonathan Allen and I, like Bishop was saying, was I've seen him playing Stonebridge,
mm-hmm.
like 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. He was a beast.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, he holds down that middle. Him and Payne together is that A gap and that B gap, man, it's hard to run on that interior defense. And you got Ioannidis. So having Jonathan Allen there for three, four more years, it's very important for this defensive line to continue building what they want to build. Because now I think that this defense is going to be, I mean, this team is going to be built on defense and specifically defensive line. And to me, that's what wins a lot of playoff games in the end. So I'm very excited that John Allen is going to stay here, and I hope that they get Payne after that, and then eventually build the linebacking crew with Jamin and whoever else they can get in the next couple of years.
So in your world, you want them to keep Payne too. I get that. You think they're going to have enough cash to give long-term deals to Payne, Allen, Sweat, and Young, all four of those guys?
No. I think Sweat might be the one that's going to be out, or it should be out, because defensive ends are not that hard to find. Hybrid players you can find in college more often than you can find a beast interior lineman. And we have two beast interior linemen in the defensive line.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it, Eddie.
Yep.
Well, it kind of depends on what kind of years they have, too. I mean, if Sweat's going to go out there and get 15 sacks, then he's obviously
hard to let him walk.
Yeah.
Coming up next, we'll switch gears, talk a little college football. A lot of news. Texas and Oklahoma, are they moving to the SEC? We'll talk to Chris Doering, one of the best in the business college football analysts, right here on the Junkies.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Got our pal Chris Doering here jumping on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app today or visit BetQL.com. Chris Doering, former NFL vet, current analyst for ESPN, SEC Network, co-hosts SEC This Morning on SiriusXM. What's up, Chris?
Good morning, man. Been a minute. How you guys doing?
Hey, before we get into what's going on in college football, today's first day of training camp here for the Washington football team. You know, a lot of, you're following all this news with Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. What was it like for you every year getting ready for training camp? Because you weren't, you know, front of the roster guy. You had to kind of worry about it and make teams. What was it like for you?
Yeah, it's a great point because 10 years of going to NFL training camps, never had a roster spot secured, always was one of the last to make it or the last to get cut. So it's a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. And I remember playing one of my final years in Pittsburgh. I'm out there, you know, I'm one of the oldest guys on the team. I'm out there in the fourth quarter of the third preseason game on kickoff return. I'm thinking, man, this sucks. There's got to be some better way to make a living. And, having a block like L4, who's a 6'2", 240-pound linebacker, and ball gets kicked off. I come down, set, look at the guy, and he realizes it's my little skinny butt trying to block him. So he accelerates and runs right through my face, and my head's ringing, my vision's blurred. And fast forward, you know, probably 4 or 5 years later, I opened my mortgage company here in Gainesville. The collapse of the industry in 2009, I'm miserable, and I was thinking, man, I'd give anything to get back out there and have that guy run through my face again. So it's all right. About perspective, and I just still at this point in time, I'm 48 years old. This time of year, I dream that I'm supposed to be getting ready for training camp, and that I'm missing some meetings or missing some practice, and so I don't know if it ever gets out of your blood, man.
What was the biggest chaos, like chaotic training camp you dealt with, like some sort of drama? Because, you know, there's some going on right now, like just the fact that Deshaun Watson shows up, and you have no idea what's going to happen with your starting quarterback if you're a member of the Texans, or the Aaron Rodgers situation. Did you have any of that? Or maybe it was just being with Spurrier.
Yeah, nothing like that. I guess, yeah, being up in Washington was a little bit chaotic with Coach Spurrier's first year in the NFL and all the Gators that he brought in on that roster and some of the criticism that we received at the time. That was an interesting training camp. But every training camp nowadays, and I hate to sound like that old guy, get off my lawn thing, but this isn't training camp these guys go through these days. I mean, training camp used to be like 4 or 5 weeks of two-a-days where you're just going through the grind. It seemed like Groundhog Day every single day. So it's I definitely understand why they've changed it with guys, you know, having so much being in better shape when they report because of the off-season programs that now are available. But you used to have to try to get everybody in shape. These days, though, they do a better job of keeping everybody fresh and getting guys ready to go. I'll say this, though, guys. You know this, going back to what you mentioned about the me making the roster. As much as it's nice for guys not to have to play as many preseason games, cutting it down from four preseason games would have hurt me. You know, I mean, that was an opportunity for me to go out there and show that I could play and make a team that way. So as much as I understand why the starters and all want to, the veterans want to have less preseason games, it definitely is going to hurt those guys that are, you know, one of the late roster spot guys.
Right. That's a good point. All right, transfer to Texas and Oklahoma. It's amazing how the world is changing in every aspect, and it's certainly changing quickly in college football. They officially filed their divorce papers, and you know, this has probably been going on for months. They're going to apparently pay the $80 million penalty for leaving the conference early. I mean, and they haven't officially joined the SEC, but that's what everyone thinks. What's your take on this? I mean, these are two huge brands, huge, you know, and they're joining the biggest, most powerful conference to make it 16 teams, if that's what they do. What's your take? I mean, is this a good thing for college football, or should we just expect the rapid changes here in the next few years?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, it's not surprising that they want to join the SEC, given – you know, the success of the conference and how it's viewed throughout the country, not only by fans and media, but by the recruits and what joining the SEC has been able to do for Texas A&M. It's also not surprising that A&M would be against having Texas come in. But at the same time, I mean, the thing that's most surprising to me is that this was able to be kept secret for as long as it was. I mean, for it to be as far down the road as they clearly are, and as close to being a done deal as I imagine it is, for that word never to have leaked is pretty amazing. And I just think about, you know, how Bob Bowlesby must feel, you know, what some of these other commissioners must feel like with having worked closely with Greg Sankey on some college football playoff expansion stuff with that board. And you know, it's a weird chess game, you know, trying to predict the future and look to give your conference the best chance to survive. But I think, you know, what we're seeing is the beginning of a shift in the way college football. I mean, we've been going through that shift. I mean, think about it. If you're looking at it through the lens of, oh, this stinks, man, we're losing the tradition. Yeah. Well, the tradition's been gone.
I mean Nebraska rolled. Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, players are now getting paid for appearances and signing autographs and being able to do endorsements, and we're seeing guys be able to transfer and play right away. I mean, this is not the college football of 10 years ago or the college football that I played in, and so it's a shifting landscape that I think, you know, this was the beginning of a move where you're going to see some either break away from the NCAA completely or some sort of shift to a power conferences. And what better conference to lead the way, what better guy to lead the way than the commissioner of the SEC, who's done, you know, just a great job in the last 16 months, even dealing with the pandemic.
Chris, can you imagine? So yesterday we had Brady Quinn on, and we were talking about NILs for these kids, and Brady reminded us, you know, he was a four-year starter basically at Notre Dame, right, on TV every week. And you were big time there in Florida. You still, you know, I'm sure they don't have to pay for a haircut down there or anything if you don't want to. Can you imagine what it would have been like for you if you could have signed a little car dealership deal, maybe a little Dunkin' Donuts deal? Can you just imagine what it would have been like for you if you
what
could have done
What would have been
that?
Your spot, like your bar or spot that you got your first sponsorship from?
Well, first and foremost, if they would have allowed us to do endorsements of bars, it would have definitely been T.J. Morrissey's. That was the spot.
T.J. Morrissey's, you know,
right?
Saturday night after a game, you go out, catch a couple touchdowns, you show up at T.J.'s, it was on. But the thing, man, I think it's cheating nowadays with social media. I can only imagine how well we would have been able to do had we coordinated, you know, where we were going to meet with certain people after the games. But it's a completely different situation that I think would have been much like what I was able to secure right after I graduated. I mean, I got a car deal with a local Chevy dealer. I had a cell phone deal with Sprint at the time. You know, I had a shoe deal with Nike. I mean, it's I imagine it would have been very similar to that. And I just I'm happy for the players. At the same time, I think it's gonna fizzle out a little bit. I don't think there's gonna be as much for as many people as they think there is. I think there's, as a business owner here in Gainesville, I've been getting calls from all sorts of representatives for former or for current Florida players and wanting to, you know, hook up with me. And it just, I can't justify the return on investment. So I think at the end of the day, the market, like it always does, will determine the value. And I think there's only going to be room for a few players on that roster to make big money, and the rest of them will make, you know, $400 or $500 here or there, be able to show up, get some free meals. But I don't think it's largely going to be as big of a deal as maybe what we thought it was.
So you mentioned all the major changes, and you mentioned Sankey. I don't know how Sankey's viewed on this. I'm sure people in the Big 12 hate him. I don't even know how, you know, fans of the SEC view him. Is he kind of a villain in your eyes, or is he helping college football in the next few years?
Well, first and foremost, he's my boss, so definitely not a villain in my eyes.
That is true. That is true.
I'm impressed and in awe of what he is as a leader. You know, he's shown great vision. He's shown tremendous clarity and communication over the last year in dealing with the pandemic. And I have the utmost respect for him. And it's a game of survival, and so he's done the best thing that he can possibly do to position the SEC in the future. And so I think most people probably respect him. I'm sure the folks in Texas and that part of the country do not necessarily feel great about him right now. But at the end of the day, you know, this is a guy that's falls in great footsteps with Commissioner Kramer and what he was able to do in helping to he actually came up with the SEC championship game, which is transferred to every conference in the country for the most part. Mike Slive, who helped develop the SEC network, and now everybody else has television deals. So it's a long line of great leadership, and I think Commissioner Sankey's fits in well with those two guys.
So explain this now. If they filed the papers, do they stay in the Big 12 until their current media rights deal is up, or do they leave in 23? Do they leave, or do they just play it out, and then in 2025 they join the conference? What happens?
Well, I mean, you know, I got divorced a number of years back, and I can only imagine what it would be like to get divorced and live in the same house for 3 or 4 years with your ex-wife. So I can't imagine that they're saying the right things, that they're committed to playing it out, but I can't imagine that that's something that actually works out. And you mentioned earlier the buyout to get out of that earlier. Is it more advantageous for them to move sooner and you know, maybe pay some or all of that buyout? Does the SEC pay some of that too with them? I think the other factor is, you know, the SEC just secured a new media deal with ESPN. CBS is losing that 3:30 game on Saturday. That's supposed to expire in a couple years, and CBS is expected to play that out while the contract finishes up. But is that something that that ESPN and the SEC accounted for, having teams like Oklahoma and Texas in? What does that do for the value of that contract? So I think there's a little dynamics, including, you know, what does the alignment look like? Are we looking at an East and West division still? Are we going to go to a pod system? There's been a lot of talk about having teams play one another more frequently from cross division. So I think it's a great time to just blow everything up and rethink how you do it and create a dynamic to go forward for the future.
And so CBS is losing the 3:30 game. So would that just transfer to ESPN, that 3:30 game?
The top game, you know, which is CBS gets first choice on, that will go to ESPN now. So I don't think they've decided what time slot that's going to be.
I love the 3:30 game.
I kind of like it too.
I think we all do. So yeah, there's some value to where, you know, the rest of the country has been in terms of tuning in for that big SEC game. Maybe keeping that time slot works, but you know, there's also thoughts about, hey, why is that best game of the weekend not on primetime television? So I think ESPN will have to figure that out soon too.
All right, so let's just say that Oklahoma and Texas leave next year. What happens to the Big 12? Do they just replace those teams with, you know, the SMUs and the Central Floridas of the world, or does it dissolve? Does West Virginia roll to the ACC? I mean, what do you think happens in the Big 12?
I mean, when we were young, we're similar age. Remember that game, Hungry, Hungry Hippos? I mean, that's what we're dealing with right now, right? Everybody's trying to grab something to survive, and you know, I'm sure there's a lot of other folks in the Big 12 that are talking to the Pac-12 and talking to the Big 10 and ACC. So right now it is definitely a game of survival of the fittest, and I just have a hard time believing that there's much juice left for the Big 12. I mean, when you lose your two big boys, I don't know that there's a lot of stability that you can show to the rest of the country and why they should come be a part of it. Maybe you could get some of the Group of Five schools to come, but I imagine, I mean, you mentioned UCF. UCF would be probably a great fit for the ACC.
Right.
And
right.
You know, if the SEC is already expanding to 16. You got to imagine the ACC and the Big 12 or the Big 10 are going to do the same. So it's definitely going to be some opportunity for teams like Cincinnati and UCF. But I just have a hard time believing the Big 12 is going to be able to battle back and save themselves at this point.
I could also see Kansas reaching out to the ACC, not because they're a football brand, but they're basketball. You know, the ACC is a basketball conference. I could see them reaching out, you know, just because of those rivalries. It's going to be crazy to watch all this unfold. It really is.
I'm interested to see how this affects Notre Dame. I mean, they've been hanging on to this NBC deal for a long time. I think they're a team that probably would be better suited. We got a taste of it last year in the ACC, so I would imagine they would inevitably join the ACC as a full-fledged member too.
Hey, talking to Chris Doering, who of course is a college football analyst, ESPN SEC Network's got the SEC this morning on Sirius XM. Just to bring it to the NFL side, but kind of SEC related, we of course are based in Washington, cover the Washington football team. One of the rivals is the Eagles. The Eagles got a couple of Alabama guys that are going to be front and center. Obviously, Jalen Hurts under center. Devontae Smith at wide receiver, what should we expect?
Well, if they're able to do anything like they were able to do in college, it should be fun. I mean, I'm a big fan of Jalen Waddle. He got injured. I actually thought before the season, I think I may have said this to you guys last year around this time, I felt like of all the guys in the SEC, Jalen Waddle had the chance to win the Heisman more than anybody else. It actually turned out to be his teammate, Devontae Smith. But you look at what Jalen Waddle is able to do as a kind of an X-factor guy. You move him all around. You find ways to get him the ball in his hands. You can obviously a huge threat in the return game where he was injured against Tennessee last year. But this is a guy with explosive speed, both straight line speed and a little wiggle. So it's going to be fun to watch him and all those Alabama guys. I mean, what they have 10 guys drafted last year? I think 6 in the first round. Yeah. Lots of guys to kind of keep your eye on this year as they make their way into navigating the rookie year in the NFL.
Hey, real quick. So when the preseason top 25 comes out, I don't know what order it'll be, but Bama, Clemson, Georgia, Oklahoma, they'll all be in there. But Bama, they lose a first-round quarterback, obviously, in Jones. They're going to replace him with Bryce Young, who played when they were up 40 most of the time last year.
He played when he's up 40, and that secured him a seven-digit endorsement deal.
NIL, so, right, exactly.
Seems to work, yeah.
But are you a believer in Bryce Young? He was a highly recruited player out of California. I mean, he's a dual-threat guy, but how do you think he's going to kind of progress as a quarterback? Yeah. Can he throw the ball?
I haven't seen a ton of him in competitive moments. As you mentioned, he's played a lot of mop-up duty, but a highly recruited guy from out west, a guy that, and I talked to a lot of my quarterback friends that have looked at his fundamentals and skill set. They all think very highly. So I think it's, in most people's mind, it's not a matter of if, but when. They got a new offensive coordinator in Bill O'Brien coming from the NFL. Got a new offensive line coach. You're plugging in, a bunch of new weapons around him at the running back and receiver position. So how quickly can he acclimate to being the starter at a place like Alabama? How quickly can they all get on the same page? Because remember, third week of the season, they come down here to Gainesville, maybe one of the biggest, most anticipated games in the history of this stadium, Alabama coming to town. So that's going to be a big test for him early. All honesty, though, I look at I think JT Daniels at Georgia. I think that team is poised to take that next step, and can they get over the Alabama hurdle that's kind of haunted them the last 5 or 6 years?
Can't wait,
Chris. Great stuff. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good, guys.
See you, CD.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, bro.
Pal Chris Doering, former member of the Washington football team. Coming up next, A-Rod Ben Affleck. Apparently, you're having a dong measuring contest in the French Riviera. We'll get to that, but I need to let you know whether you're a platoon leader or a cheerleader. PenFed makes it easy for all of us to achieve our financial goals with great rates for those in the military and those who are not. PenFed offers credit cards, online savings accounts, auto loans, mortgages, and more, all at great rates for everyone. Visit PenFed.org for more information. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed, but hey, membership is open to everyone. PenFed is an equal housing lender, insured by NCUA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. Got a lot going on in the sports world right now. Training camp's underway. You got the Olympics.
I don't
There's
know if you care.
A draft on Thursday night.
And NBA draft, yes.
I wanted to mention Thursday night, we're going to be hosting a Facebook Live at 7 p.m. leading up to the NBA draft for a full preview. And potentially a Bradley Beal deal. He could be traded. It's all presented by PenFed Credit Union. Whether you're in uniform or not, you can apply today at PenFed.org. So that's 7 o'clock Thursday night. Join in on the fun at Facebook Live.
I mean, I'm sure, obviously, we'll talk about it on the show, you know, tomorrow and Thursday. But we should each go through and kind of do our own little evaluation and have guys that we would pick.
We can do that.
You know what I mean?
And for those that don't know, follow us on Facebook at Facebook.com/The Junks.
I don't know if you care, but I'm not a big gymnastics fan, but it's a huge deal. Simone Biles is a huge name.
Yeah.
Massive name. But apparently in the team competition, she left the floor with
she
the training
pulled
staff.
Out.
Yeah.
She's out. I don't
know
why.
Had an injury.
They say she was supposed to do like a 2.5 on her vault, and she only did like a 1.25, bailed on it. Mm-hmm. They walked off, and then she's done.
She's done ski.
So I don't know if that means in an individual competition, if she's still going to be hurt. I mean, we don't know what the injury is. Something's not right.
Are they just left with the other three girls? Because it's usually four.
Supposedly, they have still a strong enough team that could pull this off, but they are down a point. Now, I don't know how much a point is, but it sounds like it's a decent amount.
Yeah.
The other girls do seem to be good.
So, yeah, I'm sure they're great, but Biles is the anchor.
Well, I don't know anything, but from what I've been reading the last few weeks, I think she might be considered the greatest we've ever had.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, if you're following the U.S. Gymnastics team, that's a huge story that she's out.
I got to admit, I've been watching a lot of swimming. Now, I am more interested because my youngest is on the swim team. And no, she doesn't swim year-round or anything. She dives year-round, but she doesn't swim year-round. But I do have more interest in watching the swimmers for whatever reason.
I saw a few minutes of the synchronized diving yesterday.
Yeah, that's
which is pretty incredible.
It's pretty.
I have no idea how they judge these things, though.
Yeah,
they all look the exact same to me.
Right. Well, might go in straight, and the other girl might go in, and her legs are curled.
They started flashing in a little bit of the sticks, but
they all look silly.
Pretty much. I mean, one of them, I think the name was Daly, that they were hyping up. Might have even been Tom Daly, like our former producer. Uh-huh. Maybe it was Tim Daly.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was British, but they were hyping him up a lot. That. When they did the synchronize from the high platform, you couldn't see the second person. That's how synchronized they were.
Yeah. It's being reported that the NBC announcers on the broadcast are reporting that it's not a physical injury to Simone Biles. It's a mental issue.
Oh, boy.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Too much pressure?
She's been complaining about that.
Wow.
That sucks. I get that. I mean, I totally get that.
Wow.
That's a big deal.
Well, we'll keep you updated, but right now, time for the entertainment page brought to you by Wave Soda. Wave Soda is awesome.
Super simple, just bubbly water with a splash of real juice and a little caffeine. It's unsweetened, so no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish with only 2 to 6 grams of sugar and 15 to 25 calories per can. Enter the code JUNKIES for 15% off at wavesoda.com.
Drabby, I don't know if am I on the Zoom on NBC Sports Washington? Because on my computer, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, you're okay. Still on.
All right.
You're there.
So on my computer, it's froze. It froze up.
Because you have a hoop.
The connection's not great.
I mean, it always looks terrible on your monitor, but your camera is so much haze.
The thing I'm most embarrassed about is when my camera gets knocked off and I have to pick it up midstream. So can you imagine? So they replay this, right? Yeah. Often. I don't know, every day, but often.
Probably.
Imagine you're watching this show at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Right, then
whenever,
the camera falls
down. You see my dumb arm pick it up. I mean, you know how embarrassing that is?
It's a radio show.
It's humiliating.
I'm always having to climb to the ceiling up here to adjust the camera, my face in front of it.
I'm going to be completely honest. When I see the show on in the afternoon, I cringe. I can't watch it.
I never watch it.
I can't watch it. Before, I used to be really proud of it.
I never
watched it. We'd have the B-roll. We had, you know.
It was very well produced.
Oh, man. Should have gotten an Emmy.
Should have gotten an Emmy.
If I wipe down the camera on my HP, will that help with the haze?
Whatever you did right now helped a little.
That's what they're saying.
No, it was very hazy, but I think some of it is the lighting situation, kind of where you're situated. Like, I'm wondering if you'd be clear. I mean, we could test it.
Go ahead,
now.
Jason.
Just slide over 5 feet.
He's got an old computer, so the camera is like 480p.
Well, he also probably, so clueless, he probably has it on the lowest settings.
Of course,
but it looks better right now than it did 5 minutes ago.
Did you rub it?
Why don't you rub it?
Because that's funny just to watch you rub it.
I've come to the finger.
That's not going to help.
I've come to the conclusion that Jason doesn't care about the camera.
You just made it worse.
So you made it worse.
You put your sweaty finger on it. Use your shirt, Jason.
Yeah. I mean, that was the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Well, you said rub it.
Yeah, but not with... you just put all the oil.
I don't have anything to rub it with.
No, just the end of your jacket.
Your sleeve.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that?
Let's see.
Well, I mean, who knows?
Let's see.
Is it better?
A little better.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably have a lot of smudge on it.
Is that better?
It's definitely better.
Okay.
What do you think? I mean, I'm looking at it from afar, but I think that looks better, right, Drabby?
It actually does.
Yeah, you probably had hurting oils on it from your fingers.
All right, see, there, we're good.
Yeah. I'll check your settings.
Oh, yeah, check the settings, yeah.
Your settings are probably hurting. All right, so JPT's the A-Rod... J-Lo deal here. We're actually, I don't know, is it A-Rod, Ben, whatever. I guess J-Lo's the one that's doing this. But they both have been vacationing recently, okay? And they have these big yachts. Are they both in the same location? Yeah, they're both chartering super yachts. And forgive me, this place is so fancy, I don't know how to say it correctly. They're on the French Riviera. Do you say Saint-Tropez?
Saint-Tropez.
Saint-Tropez?
Pretty sure.
I don't know how to say it. Never been there.
You won't say Saint-Tropez.
No. I thought Tropez was right. Saint-Tropez.
Don't you ever listen to a Diddy song?
No.
Always rapping about Saint-Tropez.
Not really. But, so they each have a yacht. A-Rod apparently has, let me see here. This is not the good description that I have. Hold on, I got it right here on my thing.
I thought it was a dong measuring contest. It's a yacht measuring contest.
Yes. A-Rod.
Why did you say dong?
I just read because Drab was very proud of the tease. I said, what do we have to tease in the entertainment page? This is a radio insider behind the scenes, and that's what he wrote.
Oh, okay.
So A-Rod apparently.
I know, Ricky.
Let me see here. One of them is on a...
If they really were dropping pants, that would be a great story.
Okay, so one of them is on a $130 million mega yacht named Valerie. The other one, it looks like the one that J-Lo's on trounces the one that A-Rod is on. But they're both super yachts. They're both absolutely huge.
And that's the one that A-Rod owns?
They don't own them. They're just renting them.
Oh, they're just renting them. Okay.
So one is, okay, A-Rod's renting one that's been estimated at only 31 million nubs. It's like a Valdez boat. Okay. J-Lo, though, She's got the silly. She's renting one that they're saying is worth probably around $130 million. So that's where J-Lo and Ben Affleck are. Huh?
They're renting a cruise ship.
Basically. And did you see the video of A-Rod? And A-Rod's there with Shocker with a bunch of sillies. He's got a bunch of blonde sillies. One of them, I think she's a news anchor or something, NFL reporter, Melanie Collins. Okay. Now, they're saying they're just friends. But if you're Melanie Collins and you're an NFL reporter and you're running around with A-Rod in your bikini, you're probably not doing that unless you're dating, right?
Correct.
Like, can you
well,
see...
Well, that's to put it nicely, dating.
Yeah. I mean, could you see, like, I don't know, Michelle Tafoya or... I don't know. That's like the oldest sideline reporter in history. But can you think of another one that would just be hanging out with A-Rod on the super yacht in the bikini?
Lauren Rutledge.
I'm surprised you guys don't
Amanda
know Melanie
Malionis.
Collins. She was a Golf Channel chick.
Oh, I don't
Looks
know.
Like.
Melanie Collins.
She used to be on there.
Yeah.
Well, here's what's kind of interesting is that apparently A-Rod and J-Lo had a planned vacation to Saint-Tropez, but when they broke up, they didn't want to each get rid of the vacation, so they just went separately with their new significant others.
So they're both hanging out there.
Yeah.
I wonder if they're crossing paths.
Well, I don't know. They pass each other when they're yachts?
Maybe.
I mean, how ridiculous is it that you're J-Lo and you rent a $130 million yacht?
What does that cost?
But when you see how big it is, here you go. Here's a picture. Maybe JP can tweet pictures of the competing yachts.
Where is Saint-Tropez? Where is that?
French Riviera. Okay.
I mean, that's just dumb.
What do you need that for?
I mean, the A-Rod yacht looks huge.
Yeah, and A-Rod's is nuts.
It's $100 million less.
It looks like Valdez's dad's boat compared to J-Lo's. But anyway, they're out vacationing.
What would
together.
It cost
Very
to rent
weird.
The $130 million yacht for a week?
I think they say maybe
a million bucks? A couple million? What
I think
would
it's
that
like
cost?
A couple hundred G's maybe.
Oh, okay.
So he's like partying that. With Eric Decker, A-Rod is?
Is he?
And his wife?
Yeah.
Do you think he asked them to like chip in?
No.
Who knows?
Like A-Rod just covers
he's
it?
He's so shallow. He
Dude,
might.
He's not asking them to chip in.
No, a lot of
kidding.
Cash, bro.
He owns like 500 car dealerships or something. I mean, that guy is loaded beyond belief.
He's done very, very well business-wise.
Yeah, I mean, and he did very, very well baseball-wise.
Oh, well, you lose J-Lo and then you replace her with this NFL reporter chick. I mean, she's as attractive as Jennifer Lopez.
Oh, of course.
And younger.
And a lot younger. Yeah.
Do you think he's ever been with somebody below an 8?
Who, A-Rod? Not since he was about 13.
I mean, he's absurd.
The last 8 he was with was when he was about 13.
All right.
Where are you going? I did one story.
Well, we got to talk Washington football team.
Oh. Okay.
Training camp. Guys are reporting. Sam 48 covers the Washington football team for the Washington Post. Join us next to give us the latest on WFT here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.